Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not faint.
Folks, we are now seeing that Hunter Biden is now coming under new indictments for tax charges. We'll tell you about that. He could spend a lot of years in prison if convicted on such charges. And, of course, he is also facing those gun charges as well. So, all in all, not a good Thursday afternoon for Hunter Biden, the Biden family, and probably Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski. I'm pretty sure about that. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Friday edition. We made it, folks. It is the Friday edition. It is here. It is upon us. And we're glad that you're there. We're glad to be here. We've got a lot to talk about on the program this morning. It is literally chock full. And we're going to have to really just hit the ground running. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. If you'd like to call in and opine, give your opinion, make a comment. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send me a direct message, we've been getting some direct messages lately. We sure appreciate that. And, folks, if you're listening on AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, welcome to you. Welcome to everybody listening on 930. And also welcome to everybody listening along the GCN network. And, of course, GCN distributes the show out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. And good morning to everybody at GCN this morning. We thank you for your hard work. And, folks, I got to tell you, yes, that's right. We had this quote the other day. From Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski, and they were talking about how, you know, you're not supposed to go after the president's children. And just, you know, I won't recap the whole thing right here because we did talk about it at length. But, you know, everybody agrees. Yeah, we're not, you know, back in the day, you're not going after Amy Carter. Let's be hypercritical of Amy Carter in this kind of thing. Of course not. Presidents' families are generally off limits, as they should be. But Hunter Biden, by the way, seems to have been involved in quite a few things that involved his father. And these things are starting to come to light from the emails and so forth. All these different things, the Hunter Biden laptop. In other words, there's a lot there in terms of the allegations. But the allegations seem to carry more and more weight every single time we look at them, or they dig deeper, as Comer is doing in the House committee and so forth. All these things are happening, and it just keeps getting worse for Joe Biden and obviously for Hunter Biden in this case. But let's take a look at what did transpire earlier today. This from the AP. Hunter Biden was indicted on 9 tax charges in California on Thursday as a special counsel investigation into the business dealings of President Joe Biden's son intensifies against the backdrop of the looming 2024 election. That's exactly right. What is different now heading into 2024 than we had in 2020? Well, we had the breaking, really, right, of the Hunter Biden laptop and all the dirt, as it were, about it and Hunter Biden. And a lot of that got suppressed, right? Or at least it was not widely available. We were talking about it. Many others were talking about it, but it was not a widespread, large-scale story in and of itself And many American voters were really deprived, in my opinion, of seeing the whole picture of what was going on. And I do think it would have made some difference, obviously. And by the way, it gave the Biden campaign at that time, you know, clear sailing. It was just a smooth flight, you know, such that they really didn't have to have the turbulence of Hunter Biden. And Joe Biden would continue to go around and say, I was never involved in my son's dealings. You ever talk to your son about his business and all this stuff? Oh, no, never. I don't do that. And again, lies. Lies. Now, keep that word in mind, lies, because it's going to come up here in just another few moments. The new charges, 3 felonies and 6 misdemeanors, are in addition to federal firearms charges in Delaware, alleging Hunter Biden broke laws against drug users having guns in 2018. In other words, he lied, there's that word again, on the application, right? They come after the implosion of a plea deal over the summer that would have spared him jail time, putting the case on track to a possible trial as his father campaigns for re-election. Hunter Biden, quote, spent millions of dollars on an extravagant lifestyle rather than paying his tax bills, Special Counsel David Weiss said in a statement. The charges are centered on at least $1.4 million in taxes Hunter Biden owed between 2016 and 2019, a period when he has acknowledged struggling with addiction. The back taxes have since been paid. If convicted, Hunter Biden, 53, could face a maximum of 17 years in prison. The Special Counsel probe remains open, Weiss said. In a fiery response, defense attorney Abby Lowell accused Weiss of, quote, bowing to Republican pressure in the case. Yes, again, reference Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski, right? You do not go after the children of the president, even if they're acting like one. I guess, I don't. Maybe we could add that on there. Based on the facts and the law, if Hunter's last name was anything other than Biden, the charges in Delaware and now in California would not have been brought, Lowell said in a statement. Okay, I see. Yeah, you know, really, you can't have it both ways, really. You know, obviously, if this had been Donald Trump's son, they'd be saying the opposite. Oh, no, it's the American justice system, and it's at work, and it's working. But because it's Biden and because now it really does have a chance to threaten the election in a very real way, well, if his name was not Biden, blah, 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 blah. All right, folks, stay right there. We're back with more in just a few short moments. 949-822-7959. Friday edition is here.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue to race through and rocket through this Friday edition of the program, everybody. And like I said, it is chock full today. We have a lot to talk about as we continue. We're taking your telephone calls, of course, as well. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message, or if you'd like to find me on Facebook or X. As a matter of fact, if you find us on X. All right, so we were just talking about the Hunter Biden new indictments. Now, he could spend up to 17 years in prison, we understand, as a result of these particular new charges. And of course, now it does beg the question, would Joe Biden pardon Hunter Biden? Now, I think the obvious answer to that is yes, probably on the way out of office, or at the end, after the election. However that election resolves, I think he might do that if Hunter Biden would be convicted of any of these different charges. Earlier in the year, I think it was Karine Jean-Pierre at the White House who basically was asked that question in no uncertain terms when this plea deal was going on and all this other stuff. White House said that they would going to rule out pardoning. This is from The Guardian. At a briefing, the press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, was asked, from a presidential perspective, is there any possibility that the president would end up pardoning his son? No, Jean-Pierre replied. Pressed on that, she said, I just said no, I answered. So, at any rate, I don't believe, do you believe that? I don't believe that. I believe that they would probably find a way to do it. But it's all about the timing when it comes to pardons, and especially this one, it would all come down to timing. But I would expect that it would occur at some point, only because that's your parting shot. You're leaving office, and, you know, that's it. You're probably going to do that. And it remains to be seen, though. Okay, now, speaking, remember in the first segment, I said, you know, don't forget the term lies here, right? The lies. Oh, boy, the lies, right? Joe Biden continued to, I think what we know now, was lying about whether or not he ever, you know, talked to his son about business, and all that's just ridiculous, right? How, of course he talked to his son about business. And or if some of these other allegations for which we are now finding a lot more basis for, I'll just put it that way, if those are true, then we know that there was a lot more of a connection other than I never talked to my son about business. Well, this came up at the White House. The New York Post reporter Stephen Nelson asked Joe Biden on Wednesday about his dealings with his son and other dealings as well. So let's listen in.
Either illegally or unethically in regards to your family's business interests. Can you explain to the Americans, amid this impeachment inquiry, why you interacted with so many of your son and brother's foreign business associates?
I'm not going to comment that I did not, and it was just a bunch of lies.
You didn't interact with many of their business associates?
I did not. There's lies.
It's all lies, right? It's all lies. So he's back to that. And I don't think that people believe it, and I don't think it's believable. And it's just not something that that people are going to are going to take at face value anymore. Because as I've been saying, there's too many things happening with the turn of, you know, the proverbial turn of the archaeologist's spade in all of this. It always seems to get worse. It doesn't get better. It doesn't start to dissipate. Oh, yeah, that's how it is. Okay, no problem. It explains everything. I don't need any more, you know, we don't need to worry about this. We've got to stop obsessing about this because it's all been put to rest. Well, it's not. In fact, it actually gets worse every single day. It sure seems like. All right, so once again, folks, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, if you have something you'd like to say. Well, Donald Trump, now we heard this quote, I think, a couple of nights ago on the program, but I want to bring it back just to set the stage because, again, this notion of Trump being a dictator, Trump is going to come back and he's going to be a dictator and so forth. And this is part of the new messaging. The democracy is going to be destroyed and we're not going to have a country anymore. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's how terrified the left is, the Democrat Party elite, about Trump winning the election. Now, there are all kinds of different, I mean, voters vote for candidates for many different reasons. Different candidates are going to have some different approaches no matter what. But they seem to have fixated, the left that is now, seem to have fixated on Trump as the end-all be-all of all things evil that will absolutely tear our country apart. But it seems to me that many of the things that Trump is talking about is many of the similar things that other GOP candidates are talking about. And these are the kinds of things that hopefully would begin to reverse a lot of the damage that's being done, not only to our economy, but to our society and to our foreign policy, to our national security, and we could go on and on. And these are the kinds of things that I think a lot of voters are going to start saying, well, whether Trump or somebody else, this is the different direction we need to go. But let's listen to Donald Trump being asked by Sean Hannity about, you're going to do all these things to our country, et cetera. And then Trump makes the famous statement now. It's now been only been a few days, but it's the infamous statement, I won't be a dictator, except on day one. Let's listen to it so we just get the context back with it.
Almost have to go to a break. I want to go back to this one issue, though, because the media has been focused on this and attacking you under no circumstances. You are promising America tonight. You would never abuse power as retribution against anybody.
Except for day one.
Except
for
what?
He's going to prison. Except for day one.
Meaning?
I want to close the border, and I want to drill.
That's not retribution.
I'm going to be, you know, he keeps, we love this guy. He says, you're not going to be a dictator, are you? I said, no, other than day one. We're closing the border, and we're drilling. After that, I'm not a dictator.
So there he goes. And even Sean Hannity's picked up on that. He said, well, that's not retribution. So Trump is obviously making a funny here, far left. He's making a joke about that. Or he should never joke about that. Well, he's saying it in such a way as to point out the absurdity, number one, of the terrifying, fear that Donald Trump is coming in to be a dictator. This kind of thing is just ridiculous. But he did that on purpose in order to needle them and get them to, kind of realize that, okay, something else is going on here. But let's now listen to what Joe Scarborough had to say about this, because he's going to go down the serious road. It's the serious road for Joe Scarborough right now, because evidently, folks, and again, this is all predicated on a joke that Trump did. Sort of a play on words. I won't be a dictator, except on day one when I'm going to drill for oil and I'm going to enforce the border. That's not being a dictator, by the way. Maybe Joe Scarborough needs to look that up. But let's hear what he has to say, because there's a sickness out there, I guess, for us. I guess he's talking about us. Let's listen in. Here we go, Joe Scarborough.
If any other politician in American history were asked the question, are you going to be a dictator? No. Donald Trump never answered it. He never answered it. And when he said, and I just want, there's a sickness. There is a sickness among, unfortunately, some of our fellow Americans regarding authoritarianism and totalitarianism. They want it. Because, Willie, when he promised that he would be a dictator on day one, he got applause.
Okay, so there you see where he's going with this. I gotta tell you, I don't know if the joke's on, I guess the joke's on Joe Scarborough. Bless his heart on this. But yes, any politician asked that they'd be a dictator, he'd say, I'll be a dictator on day one. And by the way, there's a sickness out there where people just are wanting the authoritarianism and the totalitarianism. So we got some big 50-cent political science words in there, too. So that's good. But, look around. Are there any politicians, or is there any factions around that maybe actually want things to be sort of authoritarian? Are there those around who want to tell you what kind of car you can drive, what kind of food you can eat, the energy you can have, the light bulb you can have, the speech you can have, the opinions you can have, all those things, folks? I don't know. That sounds a little bit like authoritarianism and totalitarianism to me. How about you? 949-848-8227959. That's the number. 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
USA News Update. The Israeli Security Cabinet has approved an increase in supplies to prevent a humanitarian collapse in southern Gaza. Concurrently, Israel reports its forces have surrounded the residence of the top Hamas leader, presumed to be in hiding underground. The off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot accused of trying to crash a plane in October has been released from custody. Joseph David Emerson's wife, Sarah Stretch, says he never intended to hurt anyone.
Hard situation for a lot of people, not just Joe, for the people that were on the airplane, for the pilots. For the flight attendant.
Emerson is being charged with 83 counts of recklessly endangering another person and one count of endangering an aircraft. According to the terms of the release, he will be allowed to return to his home in California while awaiting trial. That's the latest. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Here we go. Bottom of the hour segment is here. The show is flying by this morning. I don't know what it is. I know I've mentioned the Einstein relativity factor or something before, but I don't know. Something happens. Some mornings, some shows, something happens and just flies by. I can't explain it. Other than to say maybe there's something wrong with the universe. I'm not sure yet, but we'll see. Something speeds up, something slows down. All right. So once again, welcome back, everybody. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the show this morning. And we have a lot more to talk about. And just to sort of finish up on this, you know, Donald Trump is going to be a dictator, terrifying fear of that they're trying to foist upon now the American people from some different media outlets, shall we say, or commentators, under what was clearly something that was incredibly facetious and done in, probably in many ways to needle the very people that are now, oh, Donald Trump says he's going to be a dictator. You know, he's just coming out and saying it. It's now just out of the open, you know, and just it's, if it wasn't so entertaining, it would be very concerning, you know, this kind of thing. But at any rate, it is a very strange sort of time that we live in politically. But I do appreciate what Hugh Hewitt said, and he was on with Brett Baer on Fox News on a panel discussion. And this is what Hugh Hewitt had to say about Donald Trump. Basically, I've said it, set it up this way, kind of on the horizon coming towards the city as like a pirate might or something like that. But Hugh Hewitt puts it very, very well. Let's listen in and see what he had to say to Brett Baer.
You look at the Real Clear Politics average of polls, the former president sits at 46.6, the president at 44.5. It seems like there's been a red alert in the circles on the left that it's time to start focusing.
Hysteria has broken out among our friends in the Beltway media on the left, and all the usual suspects are calling that the dread pirate Robert is approaching the city and take the children off the streets. It's silly. If the president wins, the former president wins the nomination, he will beat the current president. I found Sean's interview very amusing. I thought the best part was if I blow on him, he'll fall all over. I think that maybe not be true, but a strong wind might move the president backwards. And if that comes to pass, it'll be 4 years of Donald Trump. He'll be better doing what he did before, and there won't be a dictatorship. Breaking news. It won't be a tyranny.
So there you have it. I appreciate so much what Hugh Hewitt says there. Because, see, that is the way to approach this. And, you know, again, very matter of fact, you know, Donald Trump, if he gets the nomination, he's gonna beat Biden. And then what's going to happen after that? The sky is not going to fall. The world is not going to implode into a black hole. There's going to be no other major catastrophe that happens. Other than he's going to be better at doing the job that he did from 2020 into the in part of pardon me, from 2016 to 2021, basically. So the president, the second term Trump, is going to be able to avoid many of the missteps and some of those unforced errors that he had. So I think that's actually a good thing. And the way that Hugh Hewitt is putting it, again, in a very cogent, very reasonable way, see, that's what people across the highways and byways of the country need to hear. And these are the things that they would then sort of put their faith in to say, look, we got to get our country back to some sort of consistency, some state of normalcy, because arguably things are going way, way, way off the rails. And you've got Joe Biden with all the problems that he has, not just politically, but he has these other deterioration problems, which are by no fault of his own, but do affect somebody, anybody's ability to be president of the United States. We do have the wars that are going on. We have the foreign policy problems. We have the economic problems. We have the government mandate problems. You know, as a matter of fact, I was watching television earlier this evening, and this commercial came on for a truck, basically just the truck with all the bells and whistles, you know, amazing pickup truck with everything you could possibly want. And of course, the commercial takes place up in the mountains, and it's going through the mountains, and it's on an adventure, right? And they're telling you, okay, well, here's the truck, and here's the, and I'm not going to say the brand, but here's the truck. It'll go anywhere, it'll do anything. It's got this amazing tailgate. It'll do all this other stuff. And it, you can get it now for this kind of blah, 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 introductory financing and all this stuff, you know, and they're selling you this truck. And arguably it looks pretty cool. But I thought to myself, well, we're in California, and in a not too short a time, you're not going to be able to buy that truck in California. So I thought, what would you have to do? I guess you'd have to go to another state, buy the truck, and then come back to California and go up into the mountains and have an adventure, you know? Because why? Because of government mandates. And I think Donald Trump, and I think even DeSantis, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think DeSantis mentioned something about some of these mandates as well. But, of course, hopefully those would go by the by, because the American people know that they're not going to work. They're going to cause more problems. But, again, the ideological framework that the left and the Democrat Party elite and the Biden administration work under simply will not allow them to deviate from the ideological, what I'm now calling the ideological decision-making matrix. And as I mentioned on the program the other night, you know, it's almost as like you could, whatever problem comes up, whatever issue comes up, you could write down the preferred Democrat response as the president, Democrat course of action, by consulting the ideological decision-making matrix and sealing up in an envelope. You know, here I am. I don't know if you can hear this. Here I'm sealing it up in my envelope, right? And you're probably, 9 times out of 10, you're going to get it right. Because all of the decisions are made already. In some weird ethereal sense, it's floating there in the ether, and the decisions are there. They're just kind of floating around, and then they just come and settle on Joe Biden at the right time, and it's the ideological decision-making matrix all over again. But when you have real leadership, you don't do that. You actually have to, I don't know, deal with reality, deal with the facts of what's happening, look out to the markets, for example, and say, gee, I wonder if the markets are going to really be able to absorb my ridiculous mandate on electric cars or gas stoves or, you know, whatever it is you want to mandate. And of course not. So you've got to be able to let the market go where it will, especially where increases in technology go. You know, nobody, as far as I know, nobody mandated the compact disc. Okay? I don't think anybody mandated it, but certainly everybody who had a great record collection, and then a lot of people would have had, what, back in those days too, they would have had cassette tapes. I'm not even touching 8-tracks. I'm not going there. But a lot of people would have had their music collections on these different those other formats, right? They might have had, vinyl records, and they might have had cassette tapes. And then here came the compact disc, and suddenly you had to rebuy everything if you wanted to play it in your compact disc player. But the technology was going, how about this? How about Betamax? And there's still, I know there's still a war out there about, no, Betamax was better than VHS. But VHS won out. But then later on, DVDs came out. Then you had the Blu-rays and so forth. So you're constantly rebuying all your library, right, in order to have that physical media. But that's because the technology goes, it evolves on its own. And it's better, right, and ultimately. And but there was no government mandate. Okay, if you have a cassette tape, you can't, you know, we're going to ban those. And now you're going to have to buy something else, and that's not going to work. So I know it's not an exact apples-to-apples comparison, but it's the principle of the thing. And so these mandates, for example, you're not going to be able to buy that truck in California before too long, and that, my friends, is not really the way to go. And by the way, I'll just get this in right here before we have to hit the break here in just a moment. And call, please do hang on so we can have more time to talk with you on the other side of the break. But basically, you know, the car companies, the oil companies, the gasoline companies, they all have such a larger incentive these days to have environmentally friendly practices, to give back, to do all these things, because that's part of the marketing, because that's part of the sensibility of the consumer these days. And so obviously, folks, government mandates, you know, while looking like they're taking all that into account, actually make things worse. All right, stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back right after this. Stay right there.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Christmas, doesn't it? I think it does. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program. You can also head over to kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. Well, of course, we're to the part of the program this morning where we're going to look at our trucker traveler report, but we do have a caller holding on the line, so let's do that first, and that's John in Sarasota. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Kyle. I had a very lucid moment this morning. You know, I couldn't control myself. I had to opine, as you say.
Okay.
You were speaking about Mika and Joe.
Right.
You know, Mika and Joe are two inane drones, so to speak. The only reason that they have any kind of spot on TV is her father is very, very wealthy. Who would listen to these people? I have not a clue. You know, if you had the funds to get your message out there, other than at 2 o'clock in the morning and have people call in and talk, it would be a different story. The only thing about Mika and Joe I could say is they would be in a double feature movie, the opening act for The View. And the reason I say that is there's more people on The View.
Right.
So we let them go and then we go over to The View. But I had a thought about how I heard Joe Biden a few days ago said 81 million people voted for him when he made a comment about being questioned about the previous election. And it made me think that I think what we really need to be focused is not the issues, is the Dominion voting machines and what's coming up in 2024 so that this election will not be robbed. That's the focus I think we need to watch. Mail-in ballots, other situations now I hear. I forgot the congressman wants to allow convicted felons in jail to vote. And they're trying to pass a bill so that the felons that are in the prisons will have the availability to vote.
Mm-hmm.
So I do believe we were fooled once, you know, and I think we kind of know the issues at hand and what needs to be done. The problem is, will we be allowed to do it? These are dirty people, and they will stoop to no level. So I think it's the voting process in 2024 that we really need to protect and really not allow it to happen again. And one other thing, I'm not sure you could correct me on this.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be possible for Michelle Obama to throw her hat in the ring at this particular time?
That's a good question. She'd probably have to, as a Democrat candidate, I don't see why not, per se, but certainly, they could get to the convention and they could draft her. That could be part of a backroom deal to say that he's going to step aside and that she would be, by acclamation, you know, we're going to, all the delegates will love her, this kind of thing. So it's possible. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's not impossible. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, there's a probable there then.
Well, I think they are looking to replace Biden, or at least they're, and that's why Gavin Newsom's been campaigning the way, quote unquote, that he's been doing that. Yeah, he's thinking it's going to eventually fall to him.
And that's where I'm going with this. You kind of read my mind sometimes. I was thinking possibly Michelle and Gavin, either way, flip the coin. He runs for president, she's VP. She runs for president, he's VP.
Right.
Which, with these particular people, there's no surprise. So you have to think outside the box. But I do think we really do need to take a very big vested interest and make sure this election is legitimate.
Agreed.
And that's the main thing. I mean, we know the policies. We know what's going on. We just can't let it happen any longer. And as far as Hunter, well, you know, I wish him the best of luck. You know, there are a lot of families, when they were taking shots at Barron and they were taking shots at Ivanka and they were taking shots at Don Jr., that's all fair game. So that goes back to Joe Scarborough and Mika. If you have your eyes open, the thing is, we don't have funds. We don't have the availability of the funds to get out. And if people, you know, listen to Mika and The View and Joe and that, and what about, like I said, you know, I hate being redundant, but all this is over the course of time.
Mm-hmm.
They bash Barron, they bash Ivanka, they bash Don Jr. But that's fair game.
Oh yeah,
it's all fair game.
Yeah, because they're Republicans. Absolutely, that's the difference. Exactly. Exactly
and,
right.
You know, it's like a sibling rivalry where, you know, he hit me first. No, you hit him first. He hit you first.
Exactly.
We got to take control, my friend. And like I said, it's the Dominion voting machines It's the ballots, absentee ballots. This is what we need to be focused on, and this is what we need to stop in 2024. Because if we don't, you'll be using, I and you will be talking with two soup cans and a piece of rope to communicate.
That's right. Tin cans and string.
A couple of Campbell's soup cans and some string to communicate, because they will shut it down, sure enough.
Yeah,
but listen, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Have a good weekend. Enjoy. And we'll pick you up next week, Kyle. Fantastic job. I really enjoyed being able to, you know, have a little bit of say in something that, voice an opinion, I think, hopefully, of an semblance of sobriety to it, you know?
I think so. I know. I appreciate your calls very, very much. And, yeah, you have a great weekend, John. We'll talk to you again next week. Absolutely.
Thank you, sir. Bye now.
Take care. And thank you also for the kind words. That really does mean a lot, folks. It really, really does. Can't tell you how much that means. Really does get me right here. Absolutely. Okay, we got a little bit of time here, but let's go ahead. Wanted to play this particular song this morning, and then we're going to have another one next hour, and we'll expand more on the weather report next hour. But let's listen to a little bit of Instant Karma from John Lennon. On this day in 1980, of course, he was shot down in New York City. Let's listen a little bit to John Lennon.
Karma's gonna get you. Gonna knock you right on the head.
You better get yourself together. Pretty soon you're gonna be dead. Why do we be out? Laughing in the face of love.
Instant Karma, one of his great solo works, of course. And again, back in 1980, that it was a Monday night. Monday Night Football was on. I'd come back from a school function, and Howard Cosell announced it during the Monday Night Football game that night of the news that John Lennon had been shot in New York City. And then later on, of course, it was confirmed that he had been shot and killed. And it was just a terrible, terrible day, not only for music, but just for everybody who appreciated his songwriting. And, of course, as you know, we do a lot of music stuff here on this program. So remembering John Lennon. Folks, when we come back, we've got so much more to talk about. You'll hear your top-of-the-hour news, and we're off and running from there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.